How do our egg prices compare with our trading partners? I'm Keith Lundberg with your Farm News Update. That's a very good question, right? We've been hearing from the USDA that our egg prices here in the U.S. have been declining. But what are they in Canada? I put that question to Beth Richardson. She's the Council General with the Government of Canada.
Well, I will tell you that egg prices are still quite a bit cheaper in Canada, and I have seen a few instances of interdictions by the Canadian Border Security Agency of eggs traveling into the United States. We have had bird flu as well, and we have very good biosurveillance with the USDA and APHIS, but it hasn't been as severe in Canada, and so our egg prices have stayed a little bit lower.
Yeah.
So come to Canada for breakfast.
I heard that through the grapevine, and I've heard people trying to go to Canada and put it in their trunks and
exactly.
and make their way back into the U.S. So, yes, so you've had bird flu cases as well, and I'm sure the correct steps you guys have been taking to combat that, just like we are.
Yeah, it's actually an integrated platform between APHIS and the CFIA, the Canadian Food Inspection Agency in Canada. So we do our zoning process together in partnership so that we make sure that anything that crosses the border will be safe.
There you go.
It's a good example of great partnership between scientists and veterinarians on both sides.
Great trade. That's what it's all about, keeping those trade doors open.
Absolutely. It's a partnership that makes sure we have food security, energy security, that American farmers and Canadian farmers can continue to feed and fuel the world. And we want that to keep going on into the future.
And USDA Secretary Rollins said these efforts are combined with biosecurity steps.
Our pilot programs have proven that biosecurity is the most important thing that our farmers can do to protect their flocks.
It comes right down to working together. With your Farm News Update, I'm Keith Lundberg.